Absolutely. And please discuss the success of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce of Toronto's Excellence Awards Gala last year. Every year, your events are successful, and every year you deliver, you know, outstanding events for the members of the chamber to be a part of. So tell us more about the success of the Excellence Awards Gala that was held last year.
We have a great success in organizing the networking event at the Polish Consulate for a number of years, and each year they're even better. But as far as the Excellence Award Gala, last year it was the first year, and we were very pleased with the fact that it came a great success. We had, as I said, 200 people attending. We had politicians attending. We had mayor of Mississauga, Bonnie Crombie. We had a minister of sport, I think, from federal government. We had Polish politicians like Władysław Lizoń and Ted Opitz attending. We had also Patrick Brown, who is a leader of the opposition and leader of the Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario. So it is, our event was really well attended and considered very successful. We also had Polish Street Commission, Council General of Poland. So all those people were there, and all to a man were very pleased with the event. I have to say, it's going to be maybe a little secret, but both Patrick Brown and Bonnie Crombie were planning to attend for a short time. They actually stayed almost till the end because they enjoyed the atmosphere and the people who were awarded and this group. So I think that says something not only about the fact that we are able to attract politicians, but we actually can get their attention for a longer time. Politicians are usually very busy people. They have no time to socialize too much. But at our event, they actually stay, and there is a great opportunity to talk to them and to address maybe issues that somebody have. Obviously, we don't want anybody to be rude or anything like that, but there's a way of raising issues and making people aware, politicians aware of certain issues that they may not otherwise be aware of. So I think that's another way of benefiting from attending our events. So, and, you know, we were very pleased with how the last year's event went. We're planning for this event to be even better in ambience and in delivery. So I think that whoever attends will be very pleased. This new location where we're having this event at Universal Event Space as the brand new venue. It was actually only opened last November. We're going to have the whole floor to ourselves, so it's two patios, and it's really outstanding venue. So I think a lot of people who will attend will be very pleased with quality of the event itself, the venue itself. But also we're thinking that they'd be very pleased with how we host and conduct the event as well. And we have some experiences from last year that we're planning to improve upon. But obviously, we don't really, we haven't met anybody who was really complaining about anything last year. So, and usually, as an organizer, you would hear things like that. Obviously, people would, if they have issues, they would address them. And there's nothing wrong with it. Obviously, that's how we learn, if somebody tells us that they didn't like something. So we didn't have any complaints last year, and this year, hopefully, we won't have any.
And I'm certain you won't have any complaints with the way that you work, Sophia, and all of the members of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce. We are a very strong team.
Yes, we have a great group. Magda Stoch and Jack Krasiński, who is sort of behind the scene because he's our webmaster, Jack Smagala, who is a you know, event guru, sort of, and Waldemar Halleck and Steven Klaas and all the members of the board of directors are extremely committed and they do the great job. So I have to stress, we have a great mix of people, successful businesses and young group of people committed to the excellence of the organization, but excellence of the gala as well. And, you know, obviously no one person could accomplish that by themselves. And without this group, we wouldn't be where we are here. And we need more. We need more people who would want to do something. Again, for young people, that's a great way of realizing their ambitions, their initiative. And for ordinary members, and I'm inviting all the truckers to join, because that's not only a way of maybe enlarging your potential client group, but also, you know, if there's a significant group, you're also going to get somebody who would advocate for you for the issues that may be plaguing your industry or even your small business.
And I wanted to mention that as a result of becoming a member, I was provided with an opportunity to attend the Slavic Youth Networking event, thanks to Sofia, who invited me to this event. And I was thrilled because it was my first time meeting Patrick Brown. And as the program editor at NATO Association of Canada, I am always thrilled to, you know, have these opportunities to engage with politicians, to engage with diplomats, and to engage with individuals who are involved not only in politics, but on implementing changes and good changes for our community as a whole. So I do want to thank Sophia, and I do want to thank the Chamber for connecting me to, you know, these events, because had I not been a member of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce as a young professional, I wouldn't have known about the Slavic Youth Networking event. So as you mentioned, this is a great way for today's youth and for today's young professionals to become involved, to see what we're about, and then to go out and network, meet with people, absolutely, talk to people.
Absolutely. Sitting at home and minding your own business, even if it's a business, limits you to just the things that you already know. If you want to expand, if you want to sort of grow as a person, but also as a business, you have to work on developing new contacts. And this is a great vehicle. So I encourage everybody, even if they don't see maybe directly the benefits right in front of their nose, I'm absolutely certain that over the time, everybody who is a member of Chamber, and if they're active, at least show up at the networking events, will benefit in the long run.
Certainly. And another point I wanted to make is, ever since I became a member of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce, as a person who represents the NATO Association of Canada, we obviously have a lot of roundtables, events, and conferences that take place throughout the year. And as a result of becoming a member, I have been provided with an opportunity to invite members of the chamber to attend these conferences. And one of the last conferences we had was more of an economy forum, which took place on March the 9th at the Ontario Trade Centre. And I want to thank all of the members, a part of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce, specifically Sofia, yourself, Magdalena Ordynez, Magdalena Stoch, and all of the other members who have, you know, helped with the success of the Economy Forum, because we couldn't have done it without your help. You know, Magdalena Stoch, Magdalena Ordynez, yourself, you guys invited diplomats, you guys invited, you know, companies from Poland who are involved in mining and in infrastructure. And as a result of your connections and as a result of the people that you know, the diplomats that you know in the community, this Economy Forum was a huge success. So I thank you, and I thank Sophia, and I want to thank all of the members, because we couldn't have done it without you guys.
Well, listen, it's just the strength of networking. The more people are involved, the more people are aware, that's what it is. And again, for the members, once again, I remind, not everybody has to attend everything. You come to the event that actually are suited for you. If you think that you can meet people, and networking events are the best for that, or you have a particular issues that you want to address by Chamber, we're open to that, definitely. So, and collaborating with other organizations, just like NATO associations, is beneficial to us as well, because now we have this yet another vehicle at which, and obviously NATO is the well-recognized, worldwide, powerful security organization, but again, it also has their path, let's say, into economy and promoting economies of each members. So that's why we're there. But that gives us also this another venue to yet meet other people from different communities, but also the Canadians who are concerned with security and all those important issues who are important to everybody. Because if we don't have secure countries and safe countries, we cannot talk about big business or safe business. So obviously, those issues are intertwined. Only safe, secure countries with a legal system that works for everybody, only those countries can then create the conditions for businesses to develop and thrive.
Mr. Snegovsky, I want to immensely thank you for doing this interview today. I want to thank you for the work that you're doing, serving the community. As the president of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce, I applaud you for the significant impact that you've had on all of the members of our community. And I encourage everyone to go on the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce website, look at the work that we're doing, see the impact that we've made in the community, and look at the membership that's provided. As you mentioned, you get a lot in terms of the value as a result of becoming a member. And as someone who is a member of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce of Toronto, I can say firsthand that I've immensely benefited, and I'm certain that any members who join and become a member of this chamber will not only be able to network and not only be able to meet influential members of the community, but you'll be surrounded by diplomats, government officials, and individuals who can help you in the long term and help shape your future.
It's an art of trying. And basically, every business makes mistakes and makes positive things. And usually they learn by experience. So sharing those experiences can actually save a lot of people a lot of grief by, you know, not trying things that cannot be done, for example. So thank you very much for your kind words. Again, it's not just me. Without the group of committed volunteers, Chamber wouldn't be what it is. And I want to encourage every representative of trucking industry to join us and to make our Chamber greater, but also to get one more tool in advocacy for your group, which we will be happy to do.
Certainly. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.